We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Justin Moore. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there. It is the first official day of pumpkin spice latte. Are you a pumpkin spice latte fan?
Not really. I'm always the guy who's depressed when summer's over. I love the summertime. So I don't like Halloween. I don't like pumpkin nothing. I don't drink coffee. I used to drink it all the time, and for some reason, I guess my taste buds have changed or something. So I don't even drink coffee anymore.
How do you get your caffeine? You have such a busy life going on.
I see. Lots of
ice cream.
That's right.
Well, Justin, we got to tell you, we love your current song, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home. It is just a touching story within the song. Now, I'm sure you get a ton of people who come up to you that this song has touched them. Does it ever get too emotional for you, or do you use that as more of motivation to keep going?
Well, I always appreciate when people share their stories, and you know, they feel compelled to share a really personal story with me just because of, you know, a psalm that I wrote and recorded. So it's always an honor to hear those. But as far as and really getting emotional, or too emotional, as you put it, you know, when we first put the song out months ago, we did a benefit show for the Parkland school shooting victims and their families, and I had the opportunity to meet all of those families, and I tell you what, guys, that was pretty emotional. You know, it was an honor to meet them, obviously, and talk to them, but you know, me being a parent as I am, and you know, my kids, I dropped off at school this morning, three of the four of them, and it was pretty emotional for sure.
Okay, I have to ask you a parent question then, because I am currently pregnant with baby number two, and we are having the toughest time to find a middle name. How did you come up with your kids' names?
Ask my wife.
She did all the work.
Yeah, no, Justin, Cole, is they're both available, and there you go. And Cole can go for a boy or a girl. My oldest daughter, her middle name is Cole. But no, in all seriousness, some of them were family names, and some of them were just names that we really like. You know, everybody's got a pile of them that they, when we have kids, we're going to name this one, and this one, that one, and all that. But a lot of them are family names.
All right, we got to come up with a family name then.
Okay, that's a tough one. Yeah.
All right, the new album, Late Nights and Long Necks, is now available. It's actually the number one selling debut album. But we got to go back to when you actually took the photo for the album. Can you tell us about that gruesome injury you got?
Yeah, it still hurts, honestly. As a matter of fact, I went to the doctor the other day just to get it checked out again. But, yeah, we were doing a photo shoot at my house. And because we have a lot of land and stuff, and my little cousin has a few horses on our property, and I said, man, go saddle one of those horses and let's get some shots on a horse. I just thought it'd be kind of cool. You know, I've rode horses in videos and that kind of stuff, but we've not done any in a photo shoot. It's always tough to come up with different concepts and stuff. And so I've rode horses my whole life. I mean, I'm not a rodeo, you know, cowboy or anything like that, but I've ridden them and they feel comfortable on them. And so we were taking I was on this horse for an hour and a half, and we took a bunch of shots. And he's not a great horse. I mean, I wouldn't put my kids on him or anything like that. But, I mean, he was fine, but not completely broken. And so I was getting ready to get off of him. I swing my one leg over. I'm standing in the stirrup and with one foot. And my little cousin walks up towards him, and it spooked him. And he took off, and I could not kick my boot out of the stirrup.
Oh.
I mean, he took me for a ride I didn't really want to go on. know how it didn't break my leg, to be honest with you. I really don't. I've got a pretty gnarly couple of scars now that I'll have for the rest of my life. But I got really lucky, not to be honest with you.
Well, at least it's a reminder of a good album, right?
I guess so. I can tell you what, his name's Cowboy. I ain't going to get back on Cowboy, I promise you.
Well, we know this Saturday is going to be a big weekend for you because you are a big Razorbacks fan. The first game is coming up. How do you celebrate the start of football season?
I'll actually be there. We're going to go. I've been a member of the Razorback Foundation now for my wife and I for 7-8 years, and we've done a show each year in conjunction with a football game to benefit the foundation. And so we're going to go to the game, and I'm ridiculous. I mean, we have season tickets and that whole bit. So we go to as many as we can, and so we'll be at the game, and then I'm going to play a show after the game, hopefully to celebrate a victory. It's going to be real depressing if I go up there and play a show after we lose. hopefully that ain't going to happen. And so, yeah, we'll actually be up that way. Whether it be Razorback football or whatever, I'm glad football season's back.
See, that's funny because I wanted to know, what kind of football fan are you? Are you like one of those fans that if your team loses, you're just in a bad mood all day long?
My wife hates me if we lose. I'm miserable. And I'm not only miserable that day, I'm miserable for like the entire week.
Jeez. Well, we are hoping for your wife's sake this Saturday you get a big win. Have a great show after that. Thank you so much for talking to us, Justin.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all's time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.